This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Well, it is almost back to school time. I cannot believe we are finally saying that on the radio, but we are. And Umpqua Health with a back to school day on Monday. Kat Cooper from Umpqua Health, you're getting ready already for this.
I know, back to school time, it doesn't feel like it should be there yet, but it is. And we know how stressful that can be, trying to get everyone ready, get your whole household ready to rock. So we are trying to make back to school as easy as possible with this back to school day coming up on the 19th. So we've got tons of fun as you can make immunizations and free sports physicals. We are going to have some fun events out there. We'll have some Waylani shave ice, totally free of charge while supplies last. We'll have raffle prizes. Thrive Umpqua will be out there doing activities with our kiddos. So we've got tons of fun stuff. Again, as fun as you can make free sports physicals and free immunizations. But it's a way for folks to really kind of get ready for back to school and ensure that it can be fun and it won't break the bank.
And, you know, that's really a big concern with parents this time of year. If you've got, whether it's one kid or two or three or more, every time you look around, somebody wants a check for something or there's something needed that's going to cost money, and it could be a little stressful. So this sounds like it would help out.
That is the hope, yeah. So like you were saying, when you get back to school stuff, you know, you get the supplies, and then you got to think about back to school clothes. If you're my kiddos, you have quite the long list of back to school clothes you'd like. So we're hoping that this can be something that kind of helps take that stress off of getting your kids ready to go back to school in a way that will not cost you anything. And you might even get some fun stuff out of it. Like I said, we're going to have free Waylani shave ice and some raffle prizes with school-related items, things like backpacks and gift cards to local businesses that may actually really kind of help you in the long run getting your kids ready for back to school.
So where is this going to be held?
This is going to be at Umpqua Health Newton Creek Clinic. That's 3031 Northeast Stevens Street, and it'll be in the back parking lot area.
So, obviously, if you're driving by, you got to go around back. I don't think I've ever actually, I didn't know there was a back parking lot. Now that you mentioned it,
You'll have to come hang out, get yourself some free Waylani shave ice.
Well, I've looked through the back window before, but that was a long time ago.
Oh, okay.
So I'm not sure there was a back parking lot then.
It's beautiful back there. It's really nice. There's a nice big field. It's a beautiful view from the break room up there. And so it'll be a fun day out there. It should be exciting. So,
talk more about Umpqua Health and kind of what your mission is.
Of course, yeah. So Umpqua Health, Umpqua Health is really the parent company of Umpqua Health Alliance, which is one of 16 Oregon coordinated care organizations kind of serving the Oregon Health Plan. And we also have Umpqua Health Newton Creek, which is a local clinic here in the area. So our mission really is to kind of promote and encourage health and well-being in the community.
And how long have you been working there?
Coming up on 8 years now. Yeah, it's been a bit.
Wow. And what's your role right now?
I am the community engagement coordinator. So I get to do fun stuff like come hang out and chat with you on the radio.
And that would kind of be like your day job back in the day.
I know. It's a little bit of a throwback.
Yeah, there you go. Former television personality. So do you feel like being called former something at your age, though, is a little disconcerting?
No, because it feels like another lifetime ago. Although I see a microphone and I'm like, oh, I know how this thing works. I'm not afraid of this. Here we go.
Yeah, very good. And all dressed for success at everything. So Umpqua Health, though, you know, you talk about the coordinated care organizations. Why is that so important?
You know, we are really here to kind of serve not just our members, but our community in general. We really are trying to move the needle on health, not just for today, but for the next 10, 15, or 20 years in the community. It's a local organization with local folks running it, and we really want to be here for our community because we understand our community and we know what we need. Things like free sports physicals and free immunizations to get your kiddos ready for school. So it's really kind of local care for the community.
And the Newton Creek building, how many years has that been there?
Oh, goodness. I think it was built, I want to say 2018 was the year, but now it's all pre-pandemic, which feels like another lifetime ago. But yeah, it was 2018 when it was finalized, if I'm remembering correctly. And so it's been there for a while. We're right there off of Stevens Street, kind of by the co-op there. It's that big gray building that's out there. We've got a big monument sign, so you won't be able to miss it. So, and this event is actually running from 10 till 7 p.m. So if you're driving around after work and you're like, oh man, I think I can swing in and go check it out, it'll be there for that couple of hours after the workday ends too. So as you're driving by 10 to 7, swing on in and get what your kids need to make sure they're ready for school.
And for kids these days, after having gone through a pandemic, I mean, you talk about immunizations, but you talk about physicals. And a lot of people have had physical and mental health challenges over the last few years. And I know you've got a lot of providers ready to serve folks in a lot of different areas.
Absolutely. Yeah, we as a coordinated care organization are really kind of thinking about health in as a whole person. You know, it's not just what's going to happen inside your doctor's office, although of course that's incredibly important, but there's really so many other things to health that happens outside of a doctor's office as well, sort of encouraging that overall health, those addressing social determinants of health and just encouraging health and well-being in all aspects of life. And that's kind of what coordinated care organizations are all about.
So the event is next Monday, just a few days away, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Umpqua Health, the back parking lot. Anything else people ought to know?
Come on down. We can't wait to see you. It's completely free of charge, and you may even walk out with a few free goodies.
All right, Kat Cooper from Umpqua Health, thanks for coming in.
Absolutely. Thank you.
8:37 at the morning report.